From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly Tuesday said people coming from seven nations currently under a temporary U.S. travel ban may be there indefinitely.
I'd be less than honest if I told you that some of those countries that are currently on the list may not be taken off the list anytime soon. They're countries that are in various states of collapse, as an example. But ultimately, we'd like to see all those countries taken off the list.
He said other countries could be added to the list if it's determined they could tighten up procedures to ensure secure vetting. President Donald Trump's executive order suspends entry to all refugees for 120 days, bans Syrian refugees indefinitely, and blocks people from Iraq, Iran, Libya, Syria, Sudan, Yemen, and Somalia from entering the U.S. for 3 months. White House spokesman Sean Spicer continued to defend the order as a way to protect Americans from potential terrorist attack.
We don't have the information that is necessarily required to make an accurate determination at the time of entry into our country. So we are going to make sure that because that country doesn't have maybe either the systems in place or in some cases the willingness to provide us the information necessary to ensure that the people that are coming into this country are properly vetted.
Meanwhile, hundreds of State Department officials have reportedly signed an internal dissent memo protesting the travel ban. Spicer said they should get with the program or they can go. Morocco officially rejoined the African Union Tuesday after a 33-year separation, quitting over the admission of Western Sahara in 1984. Morocco's king, Mohammed VI, was cheered as he took his seat for the first time at an AU summit in Ethiopia. The king said, "Africa is my home, and I'm coming back home." This is VOA News. The next round of UN-sponsored peace talks on Syria has been delayed from February 8 to 20. UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura said it will allow a ceasefire arranged in December to take hold. Efforts to shore up the truce was the object of January talks in Kazakhstan, arranged by Russia, Turkey, and Iran. The UN diplomat gives three reasons why he's hopeful.
We have armed groups. 13 of them were present in Astana. And on the other side, the government. The second is that there is a serious intention to actually establish a mechanism that was missing the other ceasefires. And three countries who do have assets on the ground, Russian Federation, Turkey and Iran, have become the guarantors to actually ensure that the ceasefire is holding.
Meanwhile, the U.S. is providing armored sport utility vehicles to the Syrian Democratic Forces as it gears up for an assault on the Islamic State-held city of Raqqa. Israel announced plans Tuesday for another 3,000 settlement homes in the occupied West Bank, the third such declaration since President Trump took office January 20th. And the government prepared to evict hundreds of Jewish settlers from a West Bank outpost that the Supreme Court ruled was built illegally on private Palestinian land. President Trump late Tuesday nominated appellate court Judge Neil Gorsuch to the U.S. Supreme Court to fill the seat vacated by the death of conservative jurist Antonin Scalia. The 49-year-old Gorsuch expected to face stiff confirmation hearings in the Senate, which holds a narrow Republican majority.
I took the task of this nomination very seriously. I have selected an individual whose qualities define, really, and I mean closely define, what we're looking for. Judge Gorsuch has outstanding legal skills, a brilliant mind, tremendous discipline, and has earned bipartisan support.
At the White House ceremony, Judge Gorsuch said he has been given a solemn assignment.
Standing here in a house of history and acutely aware of my own imperfections, I pledge that if I am confirmed, I will do all my powers permit to be a faithful servant of the Constitution and laws of this great country.
Described as in the mold of the late Justice Scalia, the Colorado native is seen as an originalist who interprets the Constitution based on its meaning at the time of its adoption in the late 18th century. The rights group Amnesty International said a wave of drug-related killings in the Philippines appears to be systematic, planned, and organized by law enforcement. The rights group said they could amount to crimes against humanity. It's estimated that thousands have died since the drug war was launched, shortly after President Rodrigo Duterte came to power last June. New Zealand's Prime Minister Bill English Wednesday called elections for September 23rd, following these taking the helm in December after the surprise resignation of predecessor John Key. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.